Okay, we just see the big amount. Okay, we're going into the public hearing now.
Yay.
We don't have to.
Public comments. Public comments.
Right, we don't have to do a roll call again.
No.
Okay. Now it's time for public comments. Can we please just have one voice?
You got it.
I think you can have two voices.
Closing to do something.
One second.
You don't need to do the roll call of every item on the agenda because the meeting is open.
Okay.
So you're okay with this.
Okay, can we just have one voice this time? Because with a lot of people talking at one time, you can't hear the message.
Yeah, we got it. We tried to do it more.
Okay.
Good.
I gotcha.
We tried.
Good.
Okay, so the first thing on our agenda, sorry to say, we would like to get rid of Jessica Martinez. We did start a petition for a recall to try and get rid of her so we can do a proper tenant election for us. We did get signatures. Sorry, guys, I think I lost it. Nope, I didn't. Sorry.
Anyway, we do have signatures.
But yes, we do have signatures.
Yes.
We have about 37 to almost 40 signatures that we would like to try and recall her and get rid of her. That was one of our concerns that we did have.
Okay. One thing, last meeting.
That we don't have to.
Last meeting, the attorney did advise whatever you're supposed to do.
No, that's not true. That's not true. It doesn't have anything to do with the city manager. Jessica was voted in by tenants, right? So tenants have, it's nothing to do with the city manager, nothing to do with a court. This, the tenants put her in, well, some tenants put her in, but the majority want her out. We don't know who she is. We don't like her speaking tone to people. She just knows so much. She knows too much. You know, like, it's just too much. So you came and you put that paper down there today at 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But these are things that you know. You talk about this elevator, but the elevator been broke for forever. So now you bring elevators up.
Also violating, she was also violating residents' confidential conversations.
Okay, one.
1 minute. Personal conversations that she's had in private with one other person. She has mentioned that to other people outside of where it should have been talking about. She has not had not one meeting with her tenants since she's had this position. A cookout is not a meeting. 1 minute. 1 minute. I got a few more extra things here, but yeah, we would just like to get rid of her first. That's like the first thing on our agenda to try and do. And I was still waiting to get the paper from you.
Yes.
I still have not received that paper. I came down yesterday, and that was 2 days after, and it still wasn't printed out. And then Wesneem said she was gonna do it. She told me to come back downstairs.
She asked for the responsibilities of the tenant commissioner.
Do we have a responsibility?
I told her I was trying to find one for her.
I don't think there is one. Not like this. I mean, if you go about HUD regulations and get a tenant group, HUD has a whole bunch of rules and things you have to go by. Be in good standing, you do the, da.
Yeah.
This is not that. This is just the tenants decide they want someone and they sign a petition.
So how do we know what her role and responsibilities, like?
I don't think there's anything written that says so.
I think there's this, if you're a commissioner, you know.
Yeah, you have to do what the commissioners do. There's nothing different, but there's a book that the commissioners have that says commissioners do these things.
That's what you.
But we've looked everywhere. We've been looking for it, but it only tells us about the board.
About y'all, yeah, about the board.
It tells you about the board. It doesn't tell you about the tenant.
That's right. It tells you about the board.
Right, so that's, we've been looking at that. Trust, we on our game right now. But all I'm saying is, it's not because she doesn't know things, because Jessica knows some things, but it's her approach to bringing these things to the table. We haven't seen her. We have met with the Ross program 4 times. She's still a tenant, whether she's a rep or no matter what, she's still a tenant. Come on down here to the meetings. Maybe you could bring something to it. Maybe you can't. Maybe you could just sit down and listen. But you won't even take the elevator to come downstairs to come find out. Then it's, oh, it's their meetings. No, it's your meeting. You're the tenant rep. So you're supposed to have some kind of meetings, just like they have their meeting. They come with one piece of paper, and she does the talking. She's on the board. You understand? So we don't have that luxury. We have the disrespect of the things that she has said to tenants. A lot don't even want the apologies anymore. They don't want it because it's just too much and it's very disrespectful. When I had my grievance, that was a grievance between you, me, and her. She should know it. Okay?
You brought her into the conversation.
Excuse me. You're a commissioner. Nope, Anyway, as I'm saying to you, it was brought, and Valerie, I didn't bring that up. I just said to you, I said, bring you to mediate because we wasn't doing it. I was really the only one out here that was really rocking with her. Me and 2 other tenants. I did anything that she asked me to do. When you said you want to do something to make this place a better place, I came outside. I made it a better place with you. I did anything you asked me to do. When you start disrespecting tenants and talk about you gotta go, and if you don't go, this is gonna go. Who are you?
Who are you?
You can't just be rolling up on people. You don't do that. You don't know what. And then it turned into a racial thing. Ain't nothing racial about me.
Appreciate nothing at all.
Can I just make a suggestion? This is not the time and the place for that. So maybe we need to have some type of mediation.
We've tried mediation. I'm not mediating anymore.
That Ms. Wilson said we could have a mediation.
I thought that was my whole intention of coming down here, was to try and get her and her to coexist, for us to try and coexist together. But all she did was attack everybody. Yeah. Even when I personally gave her my experience, because we've never spoken until she decided to want to try and run for the tenant commissioner, is when she decided to start saying hi. And she basically just sat there and went in on me about me being a liar, how that's not true. But you're telling me
every day.
How are you going to tell me when you do and you don't talk? She's not trying to willing to work with any of us. I've tried to do that.
Did you try to do that?
One second.
I didn't want to interrupt, but I'm just going to interject. I gave my opinion before about commissioners and tenant commissioners. It's still my opinion that when someone is a tenant commissioner and they're on the board, they're the same as other commissioners. The board itself, by your bylaws, do not give you the authority to remove anybody from the board.
Well, we're going to see about that, because your information wasn't right the first time. So you mean to tell me that
what I'm saying is that the board does not have the authority to remove someone from its own board. Now, it is my opinion that it is the city official who would have the power to do so. Here's my suggestion, though. Since they don't have the authority, they can't vote to remove someone from the board.
Did any of these officials put her in the board? Any of the officials, did she have to go between in front of the city manager?
That's the problem.
If the election was done, then Ms. Frawson should have all the ballots and everything together.
There is no election. There are two positions available. You have to get a certain number of tenant signatures to be. If only two people, pick up the thing and get the signatures on it, there's no election.
And that's what takes us back to Facebook, because it was done on Facebook.
All I gotta do is just go to everybody and talk to
unless you get 3 or more people to get that document, then there's an election. But there's only two positions, so if only two people fill it out.
Well, we didn't know about no election.
There's no election.
We didn't know about it. So then, so now you're telling us that we have to be stuck with her?
I'm not telling you anything.
I'm
still waiting for the city.
Hold on, let the lawyer please.
What I was just gonna finish to say is this, since that's my opinion to the board, if you have something, a petition or whatever you have, you can submit it to the office, they'll refer it to me, and I'll give them my opinion in response to that.
We don't want your opinion. Your opinion doesn't sound right if we don't have to read.
Do that, I'm just telling you that if you have something that says we want this done and you present it, they're gonna give it to me to get my opinion. I will give them my opinion on it.
But you just gave your opinion that you're not gonna do anything.
But I just have a question.
No, it's not that I'm not going to do anything, my opinion is that that is not something that the board can act on. I had said the last meeting, I believe that the matter rests with the city hall.
Do you know what you're doing?
It does not, because they did not prefer it.
But that's what I hear, exactly.
Well, you can disagree with me on my legal opinion, but I'm telling you that's what I'm here for.
We have a meeting with the city manager, so it just right for him to call us back. So we do have a meeting with the city manager. But this is what I'm saying.
One voice.
Yeah, so, Mark. So what I'm just want to make sure. So if you had suggested that they go to City Hall, but because the both of us didn't come on this board through being appointed by City Hall,
Any say so.
My reading of the public housing law says that there are different routes to become a commissioner.
Okay.
Some are appointed, whether by either the head of the government or by a town board, depends on what the municipality is, but they're appointed. Mm-hmm. And there are provisions for tenant elections, and then the housing authority has bylaws that say how do you handle those elections. So there's two routes, two paths.
Yes.
My opinion is once you become a commissioner, you're all equal votes. So a tenant elected commissioner isn't just an advisory person. They have an equal vote, mm-hmm. and they count towards a quorum, and they have the same vote as anybody right. else. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a say-so when she got in to be a commissioner?
Who have a say-so?
Did you have a say-so? Did you have a say-so?
No, the thing is that only two people,
I understand the two people, but we also go back to the election. Mm-hmm. If we didn't know, we couldn't run.
No. Oh, so you
just said, go back to that. You understand?
So they didn't know.
And so if we didn't know, we couldn't go. We didn't, Ms. Crustle, we talked about that.
Oh, okay.
We didn't. It was on the website and it was in the news. I didn't see it.
One second.
Can I make a suggestion? You have your valid points, but we need to organize it. If you could present, where would the best place be for all of the complaints and all of the signatures and everything? Where should that go?
He said it should go to her, and then it's going to be looked at by him.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And the board.
So can we put it through the process?
Can we start a different meeting for that process?
Because we have to find out what the proper procedure is.
Okay.
Okay. None of us know.
Okay. Well, as far as right now where we're standing, we do have a meeting with the city manager. We just wait for him to call us back.
Okay.
Because I don't really see where. If I didn't know about an election, I couldn't have ran against her.
Okay,
I have the same qualifications she has,
and
she might know a little bit more than me, but I'll work on that.
And
so all I'm saying to you is, if I didn't know, I couldn't run against her. So now she done won an election, getting no, they might not even been no votes because she might have been the only one that came down to ask.
Okay.
So there might not even be a ballot, or it might not be no vote, right?
But in all fairness, for us, in order to know everything that you have, very good points. If there's something, we'd have to go back. I mean, this has been a while. What was posted? When was it posted? And we can take all of your items.
We have rolling.
And that's not to say you can't still proceed with how you're proceeding. But I think in all fairness, because it's going to affect our board, that it would be nice to have.
Why would it affect your board?
No, if it does affect in
why?
The
you wouldn't have
because you'll be one more person down. We've been years without a tenant rep for you.
In order for us to properly represent everything, it'd be nice to have What are all your points? Mm-hmm. What do you feel was not done correctly? You know, in bullet points so that we can address it.
Yeah,
and even to correct it, if there's corrections that need to be made, how do we correct it if we don't know item for item? We have this meeting here, yes, but you have your signatures, how many signatures, you know, what are, amazing. What are all of your grievances, point by point by point, so that we too can look at it. Ms. Croslin can look at it, and then we can find out what is the proper process moving forward.
I understand that, but as I say again, when you read the book, the only people that it talks about going to the city manager or going to the courts is the board. She's a tenant rep. You represent the tenants. The tenants put you in. The tenants should be able to put you out.
Exactly.
Okay, that's exactly the point I'm talking about. That's the disagreement. And the disagreement is this. You're saying that they are a different class of member of the board.
Why aren't they?
I am saying is that according to the public housing law, which is the law that governs the constitution of boards for public housing authorities, that there are different routes to get there, but once you are there, you are a commissioner.
What's the different route that she took?
Right.
No. What was the different route?
The
they did more of a route than she did.
But my point is that the way the law reads is once you're there, you are a commissioner. You're not a second-class citizen, you're a commissioner.
I'm not a second-class citizen either, and I won't be treated like one either.
What I'm saying is that the law only has one provision for how a commissioner during the term can be removed. And commissioner means however you got there, a commissioner. This is my opinion from reading the law. And that one way is for the municipal authority to issue charges and to remove that person. So there's a process.
That's your opinion.
But that process does not include for tenant commissioners to be voted out again during the middle of
you voted it in.
No, I'm just saying this is what the public housing law says. So my opinion in all the authorities I represent is that once someone is on the board, regardless of how the person got on the board, because there are different routes.
Regardless of how a person got on the board.
They are full commissioner and they're only removed in a certain manner, regardless of how they got
on. Well, okay, you say what you want to say, and I'm going to say we'll go see the city manager and handle it. Because I still don't think that the city manager.
Speak to that official, that is what I recommended or said last week, and that's what you can do last month and this month.
I have a question mark. How many tenant commissioners can you have on the board?
Two.
I was going down the street with some fried chicken. I almost had you. I thought maybe you could get another commissioner.
It's not the point.
You can change the bylaw.
Just to two.
It's only
that's not bylaw. That's law. That's law.
Okay, I was just asking. I thought maybe we could bring somebody else.
Well, let me tell you this. As I said, you can have your opinion like assholes. Everybody has one, right?
Oh my God.
But we are that's the disagreement.
Okay, so
let's go on to the next thing.
Can you guys, when you go to the city manager, write up whatever you're going to write up.
Bring everything.
So we can move forward because.
And it's nothing disrespectful to us.
It was posted. Mm-hmm. You guys didn't know about
it was posted. You just did not.
I didn't
make that clear.
Wherever it was, I don't know where it was posted at.
Where was it posted?
On Facebook and on the newsletter. But again, if you don't go on Facebook, you don't know. If you don't read the newsletter, you don't know. So now half the, so you mean to tell me, now you're telling me that half the tenants in the building have not seen this on Facebook or seen it in a newsletter. I just said they go in the garbage. The earlier ones were in the garbage. Now I might do the puzzle a little bit now to see, you know, and see what day it is, whatever. But before I throw them in the garbage, the Facebook, I wouldn't even think about going on Facebook to contact a housing authority because I don't know who's connected to what. You don't want all your business connected to every. You don't know how it works.
Who said it was on Facebook?
It was
posted on Facebook.
Who posted it on Facebook?
City? The house we authority posted it on Facebook.
Because a lot of tenants go on Facebook.
You got a Facebook account?
Yeah, they go on Facebook, but not housing.
But I'm not
going
on Facebook with them, with housing. I don't want them to know my business. I'll be putting some stuff
next question.
Up there.
So you know how the procedure is going to go.
Did we want to bring up for the inspections again? Why are we having multiple inspections before HUD's inspection?
We have those multiple inspections every year. Every month, I come out and do inspections with maintenance every month for the last 10 years. That's ours. We are mandated to do that by HUD. We have to do it according to when you came into housing.
Now, that's the HUD inspection.
HUD has their own inspection.
And y'all have an inspection.
When they get ready.
So there's a HUD inspection, and then your inspection is for what? The research?
Same thing.
Like, what is?
No, not for research.
No, that's
on, the research is on you. We come to your unit to, what we come there for is to make sure everything that needs to be repaired, we repair, or if people call it, a lot of times when people, when we go, we don't find anything, because a lot of people do call in their work orders all the time. But that's what we're there for, basically, to find out what things we need to fix to kind of keep the units in the best condition that we can. So that's what that's about when we come.
So HUD does the same. Some people, I'm going to
draw. Yes, they're saying, attendants.
They're saying that they're having
three to four.
They may be. I mean, not 3 to 4, but they may be getting 2 because.
But they wrong.
I come
the wrong department. So I can say that.
What?
Y'all going to the wrong department.
No. Listen to me. We go to those apartments too. You trust
me.
They are not nice and not fun to be in. But we go in. We have a couple that we will not go in. I won't go into.
And I don't blame you.
We have some of those that I will not go into.
I'm ready to go in there.
But maintenance will be
there. I'm ready.
You go.
I'm like,
but
here's
the thing. So it looks like. So listen. So it looks like we are inspecting a lot, because I inspect every month.